We have a praise report. We'll start out with that. Go God.
Amen.
Mignon's 5-year-old granddaughter, Clara, is home after appendix rupture and she was septic. And then Christine Coffin and family, they have the flu. Neva and Joe headed to Oklahoma City for testing that begins today at 10 a.m. Chris and Denise Carnahan will meet with oncologists today for a plan forward. Then she will be planning a trip to California for her nanny's funeral. Maria Robertson asked for prayers for her mom at OU Hospital. And then pray for Robin Nicole. God knows.
Okay. He knows. He ordered the steps.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Let's take these to the Lord in prayer. There is quite a few that are on here today, but our God hears every one of them. He knows every one of them. Jesus knows exactly what's going on in these lives. Amen. Let's take these to the Lord. Father God, we thank you. We praise you, O Lord. You are great. God, I know that there has been an emergency appendix rupture, but this little granddaughter, Clara, God, is back home. She's recovering, recouping. We give you glory and we give you praise, God. You are able. We know that doctors do their part, surgeons do their part, but God, you are the healer of this body. No matter what they stitch back together, you're still the healer. Father God, we pray for Christine Coffin today and the family. There's so much virus of the flu that's going around today. God, we pray that you just impact their life so full. Do not allow that flu to trespass on their life and in their hearts. God, we pray for Neva and Joe today. Lord, they're going through some testing. They're going through some new stages, I'm going to say. And Lord, it's just a new stage in their life. It's just a new phase that they're going through, God. And I know that they're going to arrange the right medicine if that's so needed. Lord, they're going to be the right talk if that's so needed. But God, by your power, by your glory, work the effects, God, that no one else can do. God, do that thing that it's not possible for man to do. It's impossible for man, but it is possible for our God. Take them, O Lord, and let them feel your very presence. God, we pray for Chris and Denise. And God, we pray that you will just be with them today as they go to this new specialist, Lord, and that you would guide them. God, I pray for open information today. Lord, don't let there be a static of flow of the information, but God, let all questions be answered. Let all things begin to take clear. And God, I pray that you would be with them as they go on their travel, as they go out to say farewell to a loved one. Lord, I pray that you just work miracles in their life. Lord, we pray for Maria Robinson today. Lord, for her mom, as her mom goes into OU Med for some work and for some procedures. God, I pray today for Robin Nicole. God, you know. God, you know what's going on in that life. And Lord, you are able. I love it, God. I know that you are able to do what no one else is able to do. God, the list goes on and on. These are just the ones that have called in, but there are others that are sitting in the wings, Lord, that even thought about giving in a request, but then they decided not to send it in. But God, I pray today. I pray for the little children that are hurting and wounded, and I pray for the mothers and fathers, and I pray today, Lord, for your touch. But God, I offer up a special prayer today. Lord, I want to pray for the one special man. He is trying to quit smoking, but he has tried for years and years to quit, but now he just needs to and he wants to, but that craving is so strong. Lord, what I would pray today is that when he falls and he grabs that next cigarette for his little taste fix or whatever it is, and I don't mean to say it's little, Lord, it's very big to him, but when he wants just that short, that's the better word, that short taste, Lord, don't let it do anything. Don't let that nicotine work. Don't let that draw work on him. But Lord, I pray that it comes out and it tastes bitter to him and it makes it easier for him to throw it away, easier for him to quit, easier to get away from. And God, I would say that same prayer for any drug user today and for any alcoholic today. Heal them in their place where they are. Change their lives. Redirect them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling is located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, contact Drew's at 580-343-2525. They are a company that cares.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. God has designed us to be unique. What we feel, how we see, and why we express is unequaled. You have a reason why you are here. He wants to help you with that reason. You are a channel to your world. What flows through that channel is how your world will experience the influence of you. So what goes through you is what feeds your world.
Pastor Tammy Bailey would like to invite you to the Refuge Church. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening prayer is at 5, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study at 7, Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-343-8635. Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here in Elk City at the Promise Center.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour Power. Our guest for this morning is Pastor Kevin Akins. His title, A Supernatural Life. Before we get started again, do you have any announcements or would you like to tell us about the service
times
for your church?
Sure, yes, absolutely. Out at First Assembly of God out on South Randall, we are growing and we are loving God just in doing great things in a great way. Yeah, 2 very special announcements is this. First of all, on the last Sunday of this month, we have revival with Jonathan Thacker coming back. He was here last year, got to stay a day with us last year, but it was so powerful on that day. This year, we're going to have revival and morning, Sunday morning, normal time, but we're going to have some water baptism on Sunday morning as well as a little Easter egg hunt for the little ones, all going to take place on that Sunday morning, Easter Sunday morning. And then he will speak for us. And then that night, we'll have service at 6:30 on Sunday night. We're going to have service on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night at 6:30. And he's already blocked his calendar off. And if we see the mighty miracles of God that we're praying and looking for, then we're just going to keep on going until we're done. And we hope to see a true outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So we have that coming up on Easter, and then I have one other announcement that I'd like to make if I can, and that is on April 6th, if you have anybody out there that would like to have a Safety Hunter Course certificate, on April the 6th, we are doing a Community Hunter Safety Course out at First Assembly of God. You have to go online to register for it. There are papers that are out and around with a QR code on it where you can register. There's also a QR card on the tent, table tents from the chamber. It's on that too, wherever you can see one of those table tents, it's on that. So look at that. You can look it up. You can get that website from there. We have a large enough place for as many that wants to come and do this. If it's time for them to take a hunter safety course, this is a great time to do it. Get them in here. We're going to do it with a lot of people. It is free for the course. The course is free. But if you would like, We're offering a $10 lunch, which is a pulled pork sandwich, which is we cook the best pulled pork in town. That's just the way it goes. So it's a little small lunch, but it's a $10 lunch, pulled pork sandwich and a drink. And then we're also going to offer a raffle for a tripod. I'm not into hunting. I'm not sure what that is, but it's a tripod stabilizer, long shot, whatever that is. And so there's a raffle going out for that. Okay, so that's all on April 6th, Saturday, April 6th. So we'd love to have everybody come out for that. So,
okay.
Yeah, a lot of things going.
Yes.
We're just busy through the summer, man, I'm telling you. All right, ready to go back?
I'm ready.
We're talking about a supernatural life, and the way to have that supernatural life is by a supernatural faith. And I do want to remind you again, we're talking about learning these lessons from the lady with the issue of blood in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, and it's verses 25 through 34, and it gets all the way down to this last part, 11 in verse 34, where Jesus says to her, he answers her, he looks back at her, she finally realized that what she has done, she realizes that she's healed. You know, it always amazes me. She could have got up and ran away at that point. She could have just left. But a supernatural life requires supernatural faith, but supernatural faith requires a response. You got to hang around for what Jesus is going to say to you. There's so many people today, they make their claim to Jesus, but they don't wait for the proof to come back. They don't wait for the word to come back. Jesus looked at her and said, daughter, he called her daughter. He said, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over. I just love the way that Jesus states that to her. Her supernatural faith taught us that you got to have proper focus. You got to be focused on Jesus, not the miracle, not just the healing, not just the things that are taking place all around him, but keep your focus on him. Friends, you got to remember, he is the supernatural sovereign Son of God. There's no doubt about that. Jesus himself is the very perfect display of a supernatural life. And he has promised us that what he has, he has given to us, that we can walk and live on this earth. And those miracles can follow us. It requires a proper focus. But a supernatural life, supernatural faith, also promotes proper behavior. It will change your life. You will not be the same. You never convinced me, oh, I went to the altar and I got saved. I repeated a prayer after an evangelist and nothing changed. Nothing happened. That's because it didn't hit the inside. It's got to get down on the inside. It's got to get down in the heart. It's got to get into your mind. It's got to get into your spirit. It's got to get into you. Don't just look at it from the outside focus. It's got to be something on the inside. It will promote proper behavior. Listen, Satan will always put obstacles in our way to make us doubt the power of Jesus Christ. Our fear, or the things that happen to us, the things that come against us, is one of the devil's number one tools, is what he loves to do. He loves to create fear of everything that we see around. He loves to make us doubt or question what's happening. I have always taught my kids, ask why, ask why, ask why, ask why. And it drives people crazy sometimes when the kids are just saying, but why, but why, but why. But that's how they learn. That's how you will learn the different parts of a business, how you learn different things. But fear and doubt, and one of the greatest of his tools, are the unknown. If you don't know what you're fixing to face, if you don't know what's about to happen, that's when the devil loves to throw the doubt and the fear in there. It's the doubt and the fear mixed with the unknown that causes people to act improper. They don't act on the proper means of this. Instead of acting by faith, you know, the Bible tells us very clearly that faith without works, yeah, is dead faith. Faith without works is laying dormant. Faith without works. How many different words of description can we put in there? If you say that you have faith, but yet you don't activate that faith, then you don't have faith. You have a phrase in your mind that describes or defines faith, but yet you haven't put faith into practice yet. Faith will change your behavior. Faith will change how you approach circumstance. Faith will change how you approach a relationship. Faith will change how you approach dilemmas going on in your life. Faith will change you. Now, there are three very key behaviors that faith loves to change on. And I read this in an article, and then God was just moving so fast in my mind and my heart, I couldn't hardly write it down fast enough. And so I want to share this with you, okay? So know this today. I would love to give the gentleman credit of who I read this, but I could not find the article this morning, and I couldn't remember exactly what his name was. But I wrote this down some time back, and I just love this. Three key behaviors that will change when you start living a supernatural life. Number one, you will gain a positive conviction. Conviction will no longer be a stab in your heart or a stab in your back. Conviction becomes positive. Conviction is a firmly held persuasion of belief. A firmly held persuasion or belief. You won't falter or totter, if you will, to the right or left. You're not going to be walking on a fence to where one day believing and one day not believing. You will never question whether or not Jesus could actually do this. It's not going to enter your mind. It's never that way. You will always, always have the proper conviction that says, I know that Jesus is my answer. No matter what's coming against me, I know it. I love this verse of scripture in 2 Timothy, and I want you to take this. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. This is where Paul was writing to Timothy, and he was telling Timothy, you're going to have some questions along the line, but you better know what the answer is even before these questions come against you. You're going to face with things like, how do I deal with this? How do I handle this? How do I talk to this teenager? Or how do I talk to this grumpy old man? Or how do I answer that? How do I go? You know, you will always have these questions, but here's the answer before you ever ask those questions. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. For this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. Stand on that. Stand on that. You will go through crises in your life. And I'm not speaking this into action. This is just life. You will go through crises in your life to where you will have to make a decision that you say, I really don't want to do this. I don't think the outcome of this is going to be positive. I don't really want to do this, but I don't have another choice. I have to do this. Just back that up. Back it up with 2 Timothy 1:12. 2 Timothy 1:12. 2 Tim 1:12. Whatever you want to call it. 2 Timothy 1:12. Look, for this reason, I may suffer these decisions, these questions. I may suffer in this time, but nevertheless, oh, how I love that, because it's always the more. Nevertheless, always the more. I am not ashamed. No, I'm not ashamed. I've got to face this situation. I don't like this crisis, but I got to do it. But I'm not ashamed. I will make it through this crisis, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he who is able to keep what I've committed to him until that day is walking by my side, and he is guiding me through this. Let your conviction be a positive conviction. I'm convicted of the fact that I have crises in my life, but I know in whom I have believed. The second behavior that is so well known is that we must speak positive confessions. Mm-hmm. Positive confessions. This is very short. There's not a lot that I can say about this. Proverbs 18:21, and I'm going to read this out of the Message. I love the way the Message says this. And you know, somebody told me one time, I really struggle memorizing the Bible, and if I start reading all these other versions, I'm not ever going to get it memorized. I got to tell you, I struggle memorizing the Bible too, so I pick it up in every version I can. I put it in Kevin's version more often. I just try to go back and be able to put it. Look, the power of life and death is in the tongue.
Yes.
We get that. We quote that, right? The power of life and death is in, listen to it in the Message. Words kill. And words give life. They're either poison or they're fruit. You choose which one you're given. I love that in the Message. Your words are so vital to somebody else. Give a positive confession, a positive word. Quit telling your child they're stupid. Quit telling your child they're so mean. Quit telling your child that they never obey. Quit speaking those things on them. Quit it. Get back to the place to where say, no, you're pretty smart, you know. You figured that lock out all on your own. You're pretty smart. You figured out how to get into the milk all by yourself. You're pretty smart. Yep, you're pretty good. You made a mess, man. You made a big mess. That was a big mess. I don't know anybody that made a mess bigger than that. You're pretty good at that. You know, speak positive words into those kids. But let them know that they're fruit. They're going to grow and they're going to learn and they're going to get better and they're going to get smarter and great things are going to happen. One of the biggest behavior is positive confession, because it's proven that you repeat what you hear more often. And what we hear more often is the predominant negative of everybody around. If you hang out with a person that uses swear words and curse words, mainly when they get angry, and they constantly get angry around you for whatever reason, they bump their head or stomp their toe, whatever, and then it always comes out and it is bleep, 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 and I'm not even going to try to make you think of those words, just bleep, bleep, bleep. But then the next time that you get instant hurt, instant mad, you bump your head, how come those bleep, 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 bleep words come into your head? Because you're not leaving that positive confession. Even when they get into that, I don't know why I'm stuck on this, when they get into saying bleep, 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 respond with a positive confession. Don't get on to them or thump them on the head with the Bible, because that's not what they need at that time. What they need is for someone to say, you know, there's a better way to express that. You know, or okay, from now on, every time you get hurt in my presence, I'm going to pray for your hurt, okay? You ready? So if you can cuss at me, I can pray for you. Let's make a trade. Want to do that? Let's do some positive confession. And you're going, brother, is that really going to work? Listen, make it a conversation piece, that's going to turn back to the positive. Every time, bring it back to a positive one way or another. Say it with a smile. Say it with love. Say it with compassion, but make it positive, a positive confession, something that's strong and vital that will hold on and linger for a longer period of time. What are we talking about? We are talking about a supernatural faith that will change you. A supernatural life will always be wrapped up in a supernatural faith. Supernatural faith promotes proper behavior. Mm-hmm. If you've really got the faith, believe it, that your convictions are true, that your confessions are positive. And the last one is a positive connection. Friends, you've got to get back to the positive connection. There's something that lady had in her mind about touching just the hem of his garment, just touching the very outsource of his garment. She didn't even touch him. She touched what was touching him. Now, I'm going to try real hard to get through this one without just totally exploding into a preacher mode. But if you want a supernatural life and you want to have supernatural faith, then get used to touching the things that touch Jesus. What touches his heart? What touches him? When you help a widow, when you help a foster child, touching something that touches Jesus's heart. Jesus's heart is moved by people that are hurting and wounded and broken. He is blessed when you bless other people. All the way through the Old Testament, even into the New Testament, the greatest commandment is exactly what Jesus promoted more than anything else. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. You want to touch the heart of Jesus? Then start worshiping God with everything inside of you. Not according to the music that's being played, not according to the circumstance or the place of where you are, your surrounding. Love God with everything inside of you. All of your mind, all of your heart, everything about you. But don't stop there. Start loving your neighbor more than what you've ever loved them before. You want to touch the heart of Jesus? You want to touch something that's touching Jesus? Then find somebody that needs Jesus and tell them about Jesus. When was the last time you led somebody in a sinner's prayer that said, take away this sin from my heart and let Jesus Christ come in and cleanse me and make me brand new again? You want to touch something that touches Jesus? then be a witness for Jesus. He said, you will be a witness unto me. Look that up in Acts 1:8. Look at what it says. You will be a witness unto me. He didn't say you're going to be a witness for me. He said you're going to be a witness unto me. If you want a supernatural life, then you have to have supernatural faith. And supernatural faith causes you to behave differently. You will have a positive connection. Positive connection is touching that which touches Jesus. Come on, if you're taking notes, you need to write that one down, because that will never change. If you are going through a down and out, dark time of your life, then one of the best ways to get out of it is start touching that which touches Jesus. Touch it, reach out to it, make a connection, and bless somebody. Supernatural faith needs a point of contact. You've got to have someplace. Can you remember where you were when you got saved? Can you remember where you were when you got touched? Can you remember where you were when you had an encounter with God? Go back to that point of contact and say, this is where you met with me before. Then I surrender, Lord, and I come back to that place again. I need a positive connection with Jesus. Get away from all the negative connections. Turn off the social media. Turn off the television. Turn off the computer. Turn off that sci-fi game. Turn off all of the puzzles of this thing that we call life, and get back to that one connection and say, this piece matters more than any other piece. Can you know as well as I do that a puzzle is not complete till the final piece gets put into it? And if you don't put the final piece into it, when any time somebody was to ask, so did you finish that puzzle? What's your answer going to be? Well, yeah, we did every part, but this one piece we couldn't find. That's your answer every single time. You will never say, yes, we completed it. Why? Because one piece was missing. There's one piece of your life that's missing. There's one piece that doesn't allow you to have a supernatural life. And that one piece is supernatural faith that takes you back to a positive connection one-on-one with Jesus every single time. Oh, man, I got to wrap this up. Here we go. Listen, supernatural faith creates proper response. And this is the part, and it won't take me long to share this. And I won't get carried away. I just got that one little hyper moment right there. A proper response. The woman, she could have ran away. She decided to stay. The woman could have used her excuses and said, for the first time now, I can really move without fear. And she could have scattered out of that place. But she chose not to. She not only wanted to touch Jesus, but she wanted to hear Jesus' voice. A supernatural life requires supernatural faith to hear the Lord. One of the biggest, what word am I looking for? When something fades away, I wanted to say rot away, because that's really what's happening. Is if you don't tend to a garden, it rots. If you don't take care of the fruit or harvest the fruit, it rots. And one of the biggest rotting sources, even in the church today, is the fact that people don't hear the voice of the Lord. Mm. We don't hear what the Lord is telling us to do. We don't hear what the Spirit is saying to us. We don't. And when you can't hear the Spirit, there's no way you're going to hear the Lord. And if you can't hear the Spirit and you can't hear the Lord, you will never hear God. And if you want to really have a supernatural life, it requires the supernatural faith. And supernatural faith creates the proper response. You'll be asking the Lord by faith to do this. You'll be asking the Lord to do this. And then it will happen. And when it happens, stay there a while and listen to what the Spirit's saying to you. Listen to what the Lord is saying to you. Here's the response that this lady got. Again, she could have ran. She could have listened probably to somebody else in the crowd that's already saying, this woman's unclean, she doesn't belong here. The priest could have shuffled her out. Somebody that was already unclean could have come and got. I don't know. There's all kinds of different things that could happen. But instead, she stayed there and she heard, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Now check this out. The word daughter, he healed her in the social setting completely. Her reputation was removed. Tell me there ain't somebody out there today that wants your reputation removed. They're out there. They're everywhere. They just want the reputation removed. How do you get your reputation removed? If it was bad and it was stale and it was rotten and the fruit of it is rotting on the outside and you want that reputation changed, then you need to get back to the place where Jesus is, and you have to have the supernatural faith and believing he can heal that reputation. The social healing, the reputation. He called her daughter. You belong to me. You're my bloodline now. Whew, friend, there's nothing better than that, to know that yesterday is gone and you can't change yesterday, but you can sure affect tomorrow if you just do what's right today. And to do what's right today is get into the connection, the right place with Jesus Christ, touch what's touching him, and listen to him say, I'll heal you. I'll remove that reputation and I'll bring you into my family. Look at the second one. He said, Your faith, and that's what all of this is about. It's your faith, your supernatural faith is what made you well. Your faith in Jesus has made you well. Well, physical healing. I need to tell somebody out there today, you need to understand that Jesus Christ is the healer, and he is not limited on his healing. He is not limited because the doctor calls it cancer. He is not limited because the doctor calls it a heart issue. He is not limited because of your weakness or your frailty. Jesus is still the healer no matter what. Don't doubt. Don't fear. Don't get locked into the world's mindset. This is, again, so often I say this, I declare it, I believe it with everything inside of me, that the doctor's report may be facts, but God's report is truth, and facts always triumph over, or truth always triumphs over facts. The facts may be what's happening, what you see, it may be even the reality, but Jesus Christ is not hindered or limited by the facts or reality. He operates on truth, not on trial. Woo! What a God we serve. He is the healer. You are well. Physical healing coming to you. Supernatural faith creates a proper response. Listen to what he said. If you've gone to the doctors, you've received medicine, praise God for them. The surgeon has done what it's supposed to do, praise God for that. I thank God for the surgeons and the medical staff that have the intelligence to do what they need to do. But when you walk away after they've done their part, after the facts are taken care of, go back to the truth and say, but Lord, I need to connect with you. I need your healing power to flow through my blood. I need your healing power to connect through my bone. I need your healing power. Go back to the Lord and follow up always with truth. That's what brings about a supernatural life. That's when somebody can say, was it very painful when you did this? And you can say, no, I really didn't feel the pain through that. I didn't have all that pain. What? Why not? I don't know. I just live a supernatural life. Why? It's there. Look at this next one. Peace. There's so many in the world today that need this. He said, go in peace. Go in peace. You will never find peace hiding in the back room of your house. You will never find peace sheltered underneath the porch. You will never find peace in solitude. There is no peace in solitude. One of the worst detention that anybody can get in any form of detention is when they place you in solitude. There is no peace in solitude. You go, but you just told us a while ago to get alone by ourselves. And I didn't say get alone by yourself. I said go out and get alone and be with Christ. Mm-hmm. If you fill it with Christ, there's a big difference.
There is.
Big difference. He said go in peace. He wanted this lady to go and share the testimony, to go and share the gospel, to go and share the truth again. If he said go in peace, who is the Prince of Peace but Jesus Christ himself? He said go in peace. It is an emotional healing take away the bondage of everything that the world has heaped on your shoulders. You've walked in distress. You've walked in depression. You've been under pressure of the enemy. You have been locked into oppression. You've been locked into suppression. You've been suppressed by something that happened a long time ago when somebody told you that you were ugly and now you don't want to go out anywhere. Get out from underneath that. You're no longer oppressed by the enemy. You cannot be suppressed. You don't have to be shut up. We live, hallelujah, in a free country that we can share the gospel if we want to share the gospel. To God be the glory. It's an emotional healing. It doesn't matter what anybody says about me. You can't take my joy. You can't take my happiness. You can't take my salvation. You can't take what God has put down inside of me. But Brother Kevin, what are you saying? I'm telling you, I live a supernatural life because I have supernatural faith in the one that gave it to me. Go in peace. And look at the last one. And be healed of your affliction. Healed. Complete supernatural healing. Every effect, every area, every detail, every time. Supernatural healing. Jesus Christ shed his blood on an old rugged cross. Yes, they whipped him before they put him on the cross. His blood was pouring out on that cross from his back. Blood was pouring out from underneath the crown of thorns. Blood was pouring out from where they plucked the beard out of his face. You think it hurts to get your hair pulled out of your head? You ought to feel it being pulled out of your face. He was bleeding. He was bleeding in his hands where they nailed his hands to the cross. Somebody asked me, well, I don't really think it was in his hands. Well, then explain the Old Testament scripture where it says, my name's been engraved in the palm of his hand. It was in his hand where he was nailed to the cross. It was in his feet where he can crush Satan underneath his feet every single time. There was blood flowing. Every area of your life has already been covered by what Jesus Christ did on an old rugged cross. And by that blood, you are entitled to complete healing in the precious name of Jesus. Let me conclude this with a word of prayer. I want to pray for you to have a supernatural life. Listen to this. Father God, I come before you today, before your throne. You are my heavenly Father, and I have permission through your Son Jesus to come before your throne with boldness. And boldness today, I ask for help, and I ask for this presence in the time of need. Lord, to meet our need and to meet our help. Lord Jesus, I ask you today for those that are struggling with their reputation of the past, those that are struggling with physical problems in their life, those that are struggling emotionally in their mindset, those that are struggling, God, in their body, in their relationships, they need a healing in their life. I pray, God, I pray, Lord, that you would touch them with a supernatural touch from Jesus right now. As I pray, Lord, just bless through them. Lord, I pray supernatural change in their heart and in their mind. I pray supernatural touch, Lord, that it will happen in their life. They'll begin to see it. They'll recognize supernatural events taking place, and they will give you the glory and the praise every single time. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
This story really stuck out to me back in 2003 when my daughter was really sick. She was diagnosed with Crohn's. Mm-hmm. And she got really sick and it was a blood issue.
Yeah.
And she had to have 3 transfusions by the time they had diagnosed her. She had to be admitted at Children's.
Wow.
We were there over Thanksgiving, which happens to be my favorite holiday. But the Lord healed her.
Yeah.
Doctors operate in fear, and they had her on so many medications, and their fear was another flare-up, so they wanted to leave her on these medicines, and my fear was that the medications that they had her on, more than one of them could cause liver damage.
Right.
And they said, well, that's why we do the blood test. Yeah, but the damage is already done.
Yeah.
And so I had to push for them to taper her off.
Yeah.
And she's been completely medicine free and
has not
had another flare-up.
Praise God.
And she was 9 when she was diagnosed. She'll be 30 this year. So
supernatural life.
Yeah, that was a supernatural
healing.
Yeah.
supernatural.
The Lord used the doctors and the medicines
sure,
to
absolutely.
Get her into remission.
Sure.
But she's been completely
sure.
healed. From
Follow
that,
up so. With the supernatural power of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank y'all for letting me be here today.
We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. You're one of my favorites.
God is good. God is good.
Y'all have been tuned into the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. For myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and Pastor Kevin Akins, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
Amen.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.